We're going to take a look at that day, the day of Pentecost, 2,000 years ago. Let's go ahead and open to the book of Acts. We're going to put it up here, but if you want to follow along in your Bibles, you're welcome to. But that's what that power is for. I love what you were talking about, to set at liberty the captives, to heal the brokenhearted. How many people here have ever been broken by things in your life? In that dark place where you just come undone and you need somebody or something to put you back together. Christ said, I came, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, to heal the brokenhearted, recovery of sight to the blind. Praise God. And all the other things that we're called to do in the Great Commission, preach the gospel with power, cast out demons, heal the sick, speak with other tongues. Praise God. So let's dive into this thing. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Father, I just pray that You would just truly anoint our ears to hear, Lord. Help us to hear Your voice today. Help me to speak Your words in Jesus' name. Praise God. Acts 2, starting at verse 1. Now, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, I love that. Suddenly, everybody say suddenly. Suddenly. Say it like it was suddenly. Suddenly. I mean, really, you know, like you're driving down the road and someone runs a red light and suddenly the world is spinning around. Suddenly. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, we've been talking about revival for weeks now, months now. We looked at the history of various revivals and we saw how people would be burdened by God, crying out to Him that He would send His power. And He would. But we also noticed that they would pray for weeks or months. They would just be burdened down with this thing and they wouldn't see anything for a while. And so maybe the excitement wore off. Maybe they were really pumped up and zealous for a while, but then the excitement wore off as they kept praying and praying and praying and not really seeing any results yet. And so maybe they continued to pray. They were continually faithful, but maybe they just kind of got busy doing other things. But all of a sudden, almost unexpectedly, the power of God would fall. I remember when it fell on D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody needed the power of God. He was convicted. He needed something to set his ministry alive. And then one day, walking down the streets in New York City, I know I've talked about this before, walking down the sidewalk, all of a sudden the power of God fell on him. Suddenly, it fell on him. And he said, I had to go find some place to go. I had to ask the Lord to stop because I thought I was going to die. And he had been crying out for weeks and months that God would endue him with that power. And God answered suddenly, not in a prayer meeting, not in a church service, walking down the sidewalk in New York City. Missy and I were there a few weeks ago, went to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I can almost picture, you know, he's there walking down Central Park West. You know, maybe he didn't have, ABC Studios then. Probably didn't. I know he didn't. Suddenly. Can you imagine? Where are you guys going today? Who's going out today after church? Who's going to lunch today? Gene? You know where are you guys going? Anywhere? Anybody? You have no idea where you're going. Praise God. Just going to leave and just kind of wander aimlessly through Centerville. I don't know, man. I just got out of church. I don't know where I'm going. Praise God. That's why people stay away from you. Now, anybody?
Girls want me to take them to Annie's for brunch.
Awesome. Annie's. Praise God. Party at Annie's. Follow Barbara's car. And why not? Why can't somebody be going to lunch and get out of the car at Annie's as they're standing there listening to the band over the Red Eye Dock Bar and looking at the water and stuff like that? Suddenly, God meets them in that place. Why not? Why not? God wants to turn our world upside down, and He doesn't have to do it in the church service. He doesn't have to do it when we're on our knees crying out to Him. He does it at His own discretion. He does whatever He wants to do according to the wisdom of His own counsel. So it could happen in the parking lot at Annie's. Why not? You might run into somebody there, and they may say, "Barbara, how you doing?" And you're great, terrific. We had a good time at church. How are you doing? They're like, "I'm not doing so well." Well, let me pray for you. And suddenly, God shows up. Why not? Why not? I love it. Praise God. That's exactly what happened on the day of Pentecost. They've been praying there for days. Days and days and days. 10-day prayer meeting. And as time went by, maybe they got, you know, some of the excitement wore off. They figured they would just, you know, that's what the Lord told them to do, so they do it. But then they realized they had other things to take care of. They had to find a replacement for Judas. You know, they rounded up some candidates. They drew straws, blah, blah, blah. They were taking care of business. And then suddenly, praise God. You know, it says in the passage there, it filled the whole house where they were doing what? Sitting. They weren't kneeling in prayer. They weren't standing in prayer. Doesn't sound like they were actually even having a prayer meeting right at that moment. 9 o'clock in the morning, they probably were, you know, just had breakfast or something. Waffles and scrambled eggs and stuff. And Peter was like, "Man, the coffee was a little strong today." And they were sitting there, and suddenly, God is like that, man. I have experienced the power of God in unexpected times. Doesn't mean we don't seek Him, but man, you know, He does what He wants when He wants to do it. You just got to be open to it. You just got to have an open heart and say, "God, whenever You're ready, I'm here. Fill my cup." And God is faithful. He will do it. They were sitting when suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. This was an experience. Now, I've been in churches, wonderful churches that discipled me in the Word, and I loved the pastors and the people that were there, but I were in churches that really didn't want anything to do with this kind of power. You know, they were like, you came in with this kind of power, they had the deacons usher you out of the place, you know. Don't even think about raising your hand in the service. I brought my drums in one time for special music. We were going to do a song by Evie, and you could see, you know, the apprehension on the faces. Drums in church. Yeah. Praise God. But they would tell you that this is not necessarily an experience. That happened 2,000 years ago. You know, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit or baptized in the Holy Spirit, you may not really feel it. You won't feel anything. It's just something you need to know that happened. It's, you know, just write it down somewhere. And if somebody asks you, you tell them, you know, it happened. I don't see that in Scripture. I know that the Spirit places us in Christ, baptizes us into Christ at salvation at the moment of our conversion. But I see something. I see a dynamic of power here. Let me explain. I don't have time to sum up. You'll notice the first thing that happened was that they heard something. They heard something. What did they hear? Wind. A sound like a rushing mighty wind. In other words, like a tornado or a cyclone or a hurricane. People who have heard tornadoes, I've talked to people who had a tornado go by, and they said it sounded like a freight train going by. That's what they heard, a rushing mighty wind. It sounded like a freight train going by. It doesn't always have to happen that way, but it sometimes does, and it can happen. We talked about the Solomon Island revival, where the people were there gathered together by the thousands, and the author, Ian Mallon, who wrote the book about revival, he was in the front of the gathering. And he said, "All of a sudden, I heard a sound coming from the back." He said, "It just kept getting louder and louder and louder. And I could tell it was affecting the people behind me. It was coming up like a wave. And all of a sudden, it just seemed to hover over us for a minute. And suddenly, the power of God fell. And God took me apart." He just began weeping and sobbing from the depths of his spirit. He says, "I didn't even know what I was crying about. But the power of God fell on me and took me apart inside and put me back together again." He said, "I knew he was doing a deep work in me. And it started with a sound that came from the back and came forward." Doesn't have to, but it can. I remember one time when I experienced the power of God. I was laying in bed. It was I was like sort of half asleep. All I remember about that day, I remember thinking a lot about Jesus that day. That's all, you know, I wasn't doing anything special, wasn't crying out to God for power or anything. I was just thinking a lot about Jesus. I remember that was distinct. I went to bed that night. I was laying there, I was half asleep, and all of a sudden I heard a tractor trailer coming down the road at about 70 miles an hour. The only problem is in our neighborhood, tractor trailer, and we weren't living where we're living now, tractor trailer, there was no highway for tractor trailers to come down the road at 70 miles an hour, you know, but I'm laying there and I hear this sound. This God is my witness. I heard a sound, and it was like a rushing mighty wind. It was coming. It kept getting closer and closer and closer, and right about the time it would be where this tractor trailer would be at our house, as it sounded, suddenly I felt this power like electricity just surge through my body. I thought I was going to die. And I woke up, and my body was still tingling. And I was like, oh, man, what the heck was that? So sometimes there is a sound. Sometimes there isn't. Or maybe there is, and we just don't hear it, you know? Kind of like, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one around to hear it, is there still sound? Well, if the Holy Spirit comes and God didn't anoint you to hear it, is there still sound? Who knows? But the important part is they experienced something. They experienced the sound first. Next thing, they not only heard something, but they saw something. They saw. What did they see? Tongues of fire. Cloven tongues of fire. In other words, there was a fire, an appearance of fire that clove or separated or divided out, and one flame sat upon each of them, kind of like Michael Jackson during a Pepsi Cola commercial, you know? I'm dating myself here, you know, but you get the picture, you get the visual. So they heard. Tom, what is that?